Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by Young Enterprises and Community State Bank of Missouri. We are joined by Bowling Green Lady Bobcats head coach Craig Smith. And coach, tell us what we can expect from the Lady Cats this season.
We got a pretty good returning core that had some varsity experience last year. A couple positions that are open, like we had our heavy hitters, Jade and Dameron and all of them that graduated. So we got some spots to fill in the infield and an outfield spot. So see if we can plug those younger girls in and get them some experience.
Talk to us a little bit about what you lost to graduation last year.
Yeah, we probably lost, 80% of our offense with Dameron and Jade. The bulk of that with the heavy hitters. And Haley Chandler into that, our starting second baseman, who past year she's been a really good hitter. And then we had McKenna Orff, who graduated last year out of right field. So I think our team dynamic, our offensive dynamic is going to change a little bit with, Jade and Grace were our home run hitters. I think we'll hit some home runs this year, but I don't think we'll hit as many as we have in the past, but we'll have to see.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Craig Smith on the upcoming Lady Bobcats season. As you've been listening to the Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Community State Bank of Missouri and Young Enterprises.
No matter which team you're rooting for this season, Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford hopes all our great teams have a wonderful and successful year. Young Enterprises Incorporated features A.K. and Kent Feeds, Askrow and DeKalb Seeds, RCIS Crop Insurance, Fertilizer, Chemicals, Interstate Batteries, and more. Young Enterprises Incorporated online at youngenterprisesinc.com. Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford.
Coach, who are some of the players we should keep an eye out for this season?
Our returning All-State pitcher and Tanner Turner. She'll probably be our three-hole hitter, four-hole hitter for us on the offensive side. She'll be on the mound a lot. We have Meredith Betts returning at third base. She's definitely had the experience in the past. Last year, she was a pretty good two-hole hitter for us. Kennedy Grimsley is going to be our left fielder. Looking Grace Dieter, she held down center field last year. And, of course, we got some returners, younger girls that are going to have to end up stepping up and being put in some spots. Megan Graver, she'll play some pitcher for us and back up Tanner whenever we need it. And then we got Lily Bowen, who will probably end up catching for us. Caitlin Womack, I'm looking to do a little catching and shortstop. At first base to take Jade's spot, we have Elise Walker. And then Avery Gam, as a sophomore, will probably step in at second base and definitely be in the lineup for us. Our right field position, it's going to be probably a rotating door. We got a senior out there in Laney Finley who can give us some speed in the outfield. But it's going to come down to some hitting with some of our younger girls to see if they can step in that spot as well.
Any particular games you're all looking forward to this season?
Obviously in the EMO. Hopefully we have a full EMO schedule this year with everybody having teams. It's always tough to go on the road in the EMO, whether it's in basketball or softball, to win. But we got a lot of non-conference games. Palmyra match up against them. Centralia's, last year Centralia went pretty deep in the postseason, so we're definitely looking to match up against teams like that. We travel to Battle over in Columbia, in our district. Our district, we got, I think it'll be the same. So, you're looking Winfield, St. Charles West, Orchard Farm, stuff like that. So, just matching up with those teams later, and obviously Coach Street is down at Winfield now, so I'm sure that'll be a nice little matchup if we're able to get to that point.
You've been listening to the Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Young Enterprises and Community State Bank of Missouri.
Community State Bank of Missouri in Bowling Green and Troy, where the number one priority is the customer and adding new services to help simplify your life and building a strong, high-performance financial services organization. Community State Bank in Bowling Green and Troy, your community bank since 1887, member FDIC.